Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, Benjamin, before you...
Thank Tim Flannery again for joining us. What a great segment that was.
Great, great job. Love Flann.
Before I do that.
Before you do that, and before we pay off the Yu Darvish talk...
Little update on his potential return from Dennis Lynn, our Linsider from The Athletic. Yes, before what?
So we got an email from the our head engineer here, JR, last week. He said, "Morning, kids. It's another Wake Up Wednesday. This Wednesday morning, June 4th, 9 a.m. at the cafe downstairs. Culture Club is buying, not the band. The Culture Club here at the office is buying.
Not that one.
Correct. So come on by for some Java at 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
See you
we
Wednesday
did this last
morning.
Month. I got the Vietnamese coffee, remember? That was I had Adam go fetch it for me.
Yes, but
I want Adam to come back? He was just here.
So he offered.
Yeah.
And I thought, this time we probably need to put in some FaceTime. We have been accused here of not doing that because, well, again, it's 9, and we're live on the radio.
You want to go down while I talk about Yu Darvish?
I'm actually gonna. We're gonna go in order. We're gonna go in a we'll send. I think Paulie, you go now.
Let put me
in
go first.
Put in a little FaceTime.
Okay.
Grab.
Do I have like your a time limit.
You'd be judicious about. I trust you. Yeah, I trust you.
Got like a 15-minute segment here. Yeah. There's three of us. All right, I gotta go now. Then.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Just, so go
now. We're fine.
I mean, it's like a 3-4 minute walk down there.
Yeah, you'll
so
be all right.
You gotta
right.
You spend
I'm,
a couple of minutes.
I don't
want to
get
back.
In trouble. I'm going now.
So okay. Get down there, get what you need, and then come back up. Make sure you see everybody. Shake hands. Yeah, speedy. No, Adam, we don't need you. We're
Paul-
him. Adam doing it takes away from it because we're not
right.
You know what I mean?
That's just fetching us food.
Yeah, then
that's,
you're just fetching. Right. In the stream, Paulie's put up a Gone Fishing logo. So he'll go, then I'll go, then you'll go. And we'll each put in some appearance. Now, again, we're going to have to be, you know.
Make a, like, shall we have a report when we get back on who we interacted with?
Shake hands and all that. Just, I want to make sure we're doing things
how we advanced our agenda within the Odyssey corporate ladder.
It's important to play the game, and I feel like we're not great at playing the game sometimes.
How would we ever hope to rise up the ranks to become the future CEOs of Odyssey if we don't play the game, the corporate game, as it were?
Worst part of this job is there is no promotion. this is it. Is what we can be
senior
as,
morning show.
Right. No, I mean, this is it. This is as high as we have achieved everything we've ever wanted to achieve. This is as high as we
executive
go.
Executive morning right. show host. No. Uh-oh. I have never once been. Okay. Sort of got promoted once because I went from weekend anchor to like main sports anchor. And then I said, I'm going to call myself sports director, but
that isn't
a real title. I just kind of made it up because it sounded good.
Sounds great.
But technically, I didn't really come with like a raise or anything. It was just the next job. And since then, I have not once in the last 20 plus years ever been promoted in my line of work.
No,
because there is nowhere to be promoted in this job.
No, this is it. This is as high as you can go. So we've made it there. That feels good. Yeah, the CMSO, the Chief Morning Show Officer. So Paulie's going to go down. Then I'll go.
Okay.
And you go. Because we can't go together. I actually
right,
had
that.
I just
leave an empty studio and dead
so
air.
Being the instigator that I am, my original thought was at 9, we put on some elevator hold music and we go. And then we'll just come back after we get our coffee and the audience can sit and wait. But you don't want to piss your audience off, but it is a funny bit.
It is funny, but just because of the elevator ride and the walking, if it was just a couple of minutes back and
it's
forth,
a little bit of a
that's
hike.
Fine. But yeah, it's a little bit of a hike to get down to our cafe here at the Odyssey Complex.
So we'll be okay without Paulie for a few minutes, and you'll be okay without me, and we'll be okay without you.
We should be fine.
Yep.
So let's get to the update.
Yes,
this was
please.
This morning in The Athletic, posted by our Linsider, Dennis Lynn. He notes it's been almost 3 weeks since Yu Darvish last pitched in a game. That was when he was pitching for the AAA El Paso Chihuahuas in Las Vegas. Went 4 innings, gave up an early home run, but that was it. Looked pretty much like you, but then didn't feel great coming out of it, like didn't recover the way he was hoping.
I really felt good about that start, too, Ben, topped out at 96.8 miles an hour, working up all his different pitches, and I thought, okay, he'll recover, maybe one more rehab start, and then we'll have him back in the rotation, but it wasn't to be.
Now, he has, the past 2 days, thrown on back-to-back days, not full intensity, but on Monday through 10 or 11 pitches, and then yesterday he backed it up with about 16 or 17, topped out at 90, so he wasn't going full out because he was getting up to 97 or so in that AAA start. Told Dennis, getting better every day. And the Padres now say, and they say, obviously this is all in flux, but they now say that they feel like a return before the end of June is possible.
Okay.
For Yu Darvish to the starting rotation.
3 weeks-ish.
But again, we're one, of course, setback. Are you going, still not happening,
ready.
Away from pushing that back again? But right now, the target is before July, Yu Darvish could return to starting rotation, which is, I think, undoubtedly good news and a good sign for the Padres.
You know, and I did see people saying, look, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm of that opinion. I said this on the roundtable last week, and I don't mean to sound callous or harsh or anything like that as it pertains to Michael King and Yu Darvish, but the constant updates with really no news and no end date doesn't do a lot for me as a fan. I'm more of the, okay, who is ready to step up? And guys certainly have. Kolek definitely has. Bergert did last night. Hopefully Pivetta does today, and hopefully Cease does tomorrow. And then we start it all over again. I can't work myself into a tizzy about guys that aren't here and aren't pitching yet. I'm looking forward to their return. I love them both very much. I love watching them pitch. They're both artists. But, you know, the news without really having a target, I'm sure they're tired of being asked about it. I'm sure Michael King's tired of answering questions, and Yu Darvish and Mike Schilt and A.J. Preller. I do hope that there's some sort of contingency plan. I am nervous about Michael King and his pinched nerve. He hasn't thrown since May 18th. But, yeah, man, I mean, we need those guys badly right now, badly, and they're not available. So who's going to be who are the guys that are going to step up in their absence?
Adam came in during the break and said, does the pinched nerve, does the injury for Michael King give you any pause about investing in him long term with free agency approaching? And my quick answer to him was, no, I don't think so. I still want Michael King around long term. Now, do your due diligence. I don't know the exact, medical repercussions of a pinched nerve. Is this something that is often chronic? You get a bunch of them over the time. All I know is it's not a structural injury. It's not a tear. It's not something that requires surgery. It's not something that I think they seem overly concerned about as being a long-term issue. Once it goes away, it's gone, and it's gone. So I don't think it impacts his long-term prospects or what he would expect to get in free agency, or whether the Padres or another team would be less interested in Michael King, but do your due diligence, obviously.
I would sure hope not. I mean, I you know, you see what happens with some of the pitchers that sign, you know, big long-term deals. And, you know, rarely do they all, you know, they work out perfectly. You know, it's just, it's rare. It's baseball. You're gonna pay for 3 good years. Now,
Corbin Burnes, not as good
tough.
For the Arizona Diamondbacks.
So
he's 2 months in, and they put him on the 15-day IL. They have not, I guess the testing, the first set was kind of inconclusive. So they haven't gone full on Tommy John or anything, torn ligament yet, but doesn't sound overly promising. He's on the IL, could be transferred to the 60-day if they see something they don't like when he goes and gets a second opinion.
It's just so tough. You see Spencer Strider last night, got lit up a little bit. Not, you know, his velo is down. He's coming back from a major elbow injury, man. And so, yeah, we're hoping that our guys come back. What is that noise? Is that Paul?
I believe it's Paul. I see Paul calling in.
Hey, guys. Hey. Reporting live from the Culture Club.
Oh, how's it going?
Here at the cafe. They're pretty backed up. I don't know if we're gonna have enough time in the segment.
Are you like in
there's
line?
A lot of people here.
Oh, really?
Well, I've already ordered, but it's been like 5 minutes.
Oh, you're just waiting for your order. Well, who's
the
there?
The appearance has been made.
All right, good. Maybe
I'm looking our boss in the eye right now. He's very happy we're here.
Good. Well, you're there.
Some representation of the show.
Good,
cool.
Good.
Cool.
He doesn't care that you skipped out on work to go down and get coffee in the middle of a show.
The look on everyone's face here when I walked in. JR, our engineer, goes, what the hell are you guys playing on the air right now?
Don't tell him my original idea, just to play that hold music. Man, our audience would have gone nuts. Well, maybe. So you've already
you
ordered
for
yourself.
Something.
I'm good.
What are you having?
I got the Vietnamese coffee.
Oh, nice. Paulie's going to be wired for the rest of the show.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. All right, welcome tag team, you guys. I'm not wandering around. I'm waiting. Okay?
All right. Well, we can't go to break until you come back because neither of us know how to push any of the buttons.
That's true.
So other than I can
good point.
I can hang up on you, though, so that's the one thing I can do. So bye, Paul.
Bye, Paulie. See you soon.
See you guys.
Sounds busy down there.
It does sound very, very active downstairs.
Can I ask a practical question?
Oh, Adam's here if we needed someone to push a button, but we're not ready yet to push any buttons.
Can I ask a practical question?
Yeah.
Why not do it at 10?
Well, then there were other shows that presumably be unable. Well, then they could
have come early.
How about 9:45? You cross over a couple shows.
Like, well, they could have come early. They can come early.
They can come before. Well, it hadn't started yet, though.
Started at 9.
At 10, yeah, I know. But if it started at 10, then someone who was like Braden, he's not here today. But if he was, then he wouldn't be able to go down at 10. He'd be on the air.
Yeah, fair.
And whoever comes on after, you know, John and Tammy wouldn't be able to go down at 10. So
true.
Crossing over an hour would be great, like 9:45 to 10:15. We could go down right after our show. Braden could come down right before his show, possibly.
Yep. He's in Italy, so that'd be tough.
It's not going to happen this time. Right. He's definitely not here right now.
Right.
So.
Well, anyway. So back to the pitching injuries.
26 games, 27 days. I mean, so far, so good through a Steven Kolek and a Ryan Burgert. I mean, you can't be unhappy with the results.
No,
you
can't.
How long can you keep that going?
The bullpen has been outstanding in this little window here. They've been outstanding. We don't win either of those games the last two nights without them. They've been outstanding. Saved our bacon. How long will that hold up? You know, and you used, you're going to have some, you know, higher leverage guys available today that you didn't have yesterday.
Right, that's what was so great about the win yesterday.
And it was so great.
Estrada, but you got to rest Morejon, Adam, and Suarez, and you won a close game.
It was so great the night before, using all your high leverage guys in a very close game and winning by a run, you know, one run, and you stole that win using your high leverage guys. You lose that game, and you lose those guys. It's so rough.
Now, the Giants have gotten more out of their starting pitching distance-wise from Webb and Roop in the last 2 days. They went deeper than either of the Padres starters, so their bullpen probably a little fresher from that perspective, but it couldn't have really played out any better than it did for the Padres the last two days. And now you've got your best two starting pitchers, Nick Pivetta and Dylan Cease, for the final two games of the series. Tonight it's Pavetta against
Robbie Ray?
No, it's Kyle Harrison.
Oh, Harrison.
He's going to go in this game. And
Ray
then
Cease
against
tomorrow.
Robbie Ray, who was named the NL Pitcher of the Month for May yesterday. So he's as hot as they come right now.
Doubt you'll see lineup change today with the lefty on the bump. Probably going to roll the same lineup out there. Probably not the day to do it today or tomorrow.
Might not see Tyler Wade. You probably
may
see
not
Brandon
see Tyler
Lockridge
yep.
in left field.
Yep. Yeah, some righties in there.
I know...
What
Jason
is Luis...
Hayward is eligible to come off the IL now, but they say he's not ready yet.
What is Luis Camposano doing on this roster? Is today the day he gets a start at DH?
And what do we do with Gavin Sheets? Put him on the bench for a day? Give him a day off?
Put him at first, put a rise at second? Give Crony a day?
Possibly.
Off a lefty?
Crony's numbers aren't great off lefties.
Yep.
His on-base percentage is second best on the team, though. Yep. You talked about his 240 average. Ignore the average.
Yeah,
his OBP
is
374.
Yeah, he's getting on base.
He gets hit. He gets walks. He gets on base.
Yep.
That's just as good as a single.
No doubt.
When you're trying to get on base.
No doubt.
And, Padres offensively have not done any of it lately.
Correct.
It's not just no home runs, but as was pointed out earlier, in the last month and a half, there's no doubles. There's no on base. There's no hitting with runners in scoring position. There's not much of anything for the San Diego Padres offensively. So if you can get walks out of Jake Cronenworth, that's a positive thing. And so he's been a positive contributor for the Padres offensively, at least comparatively, over the last month or so.
Yeah, having Campy there just kind of sitting and not, getting looks against left-handers is a little bit odd. So we'll see. We'll see. The lineup will be an interesting thing today.
I mean, he's going to get a hit at some point, right?
I mean, not necessarily.
Who says given enough opportunities, he's gonna get a hit.
Cody Decker never got a hit in the big leagues.
Yeah, but I think Campy's already gotten...
Well, he's gotten hits before, but not this season.
Yeah, but this season, if you keep putting him out there, he's going to get a hit.
That's quite a strategy you have there for your designated hitter, by the way. Hoping that your designated hitter will eventually get a hit.
I mean, when Maldonado doesn't get many hits.
No.
But he got some hits.
Mm-hmm.
Campy, I put him in that category. He's at least as good of a hitter as Maldonado.
Again,
career-wise, he is.
Your bar is quite elite there.
My bar is one right now.
Your bar is one.
The bar is one. I just want to see one hit from Campy.
Iglesias. I'm sorry, Iglesias at second, not Arise. You could put Iglesias at second base. Give Jake a day, and put. So you'd have to give Sheets and Cronenworth a day off. No, I don't want to do that. I'm trying to figure this out. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Lockridge, Arise.
Lockridge in left.
Yeah.
Iglesias in the lineup for sure somewhere today. Maybe get Xander off his feet. DH him. But then, what do you do with Gavin Sheets? But, maybe Camby doesn't get a shot tonight. Maybe Gavin Sheets just stays in the DH and goes lefty-lefty.
Couple of different ways you can go.
Yeah. Hi, Paulie. How'd it
go? Hi.
Good. Got your coffee?
Got my Culture Club coffee. And
now I'm wondering, should I go? It really took a long time.
I think
it took
you should
15
go now.
Minutes.
Yeah, go down. At least you'll have some of the break.
Maybe you missed the next segment. I missed the first one. You missed the next segment. And then we can make Ben miss the Rinder Report since he hates it anyway,
yeah. So that's fine.
This hour is brought to you by Staples here on Ben and Woods. We were just talking about what the Padres might do tonight against the lefty Kyle Harrison.
You're good.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Yeah, go run.
And whether they will
very important go.
Give Iglesias or Lockridge a start tonight, whether Sheets or Cronenworth might get a day off against a lefty, and how Mike Schilt's gonna figure his lineup tonight against Kyle Harrison on the mound. So, how's that Vietnamese coffee?
Oh, delicious.
I'm glad I introduced you to that.
I am too, actually.
Option. Yeah. Sweet, strong, tasty.
Yeah.
It'll give you a little buzz for the rest of the show.
What milk do you go with on your Vietnamese?
So, generally, it's sweetened condensed milk is part of it. After that, I always go with low-fat as my main milk for everything. But
yeah, I think that's what she gave me.
What makes it Vietnamese is they take that can that you get at the supermarket. It's called the sweetened condensed milk.
Yep.
It's like almost a milk syrup, and it's sugary, and they put it in with the coffee, mix it together. That's what gives it that kind of... rich and sweet and coffee strong flavor.
I really wasn't a cold coffee person until the last few years.
Me neither.
It took a long time for me to get on board. The last couple
of years have I gone full on with the iced coffees. I'm like, I don't want iced coffee.
I was like, it's coffee. It's supposed to be hot. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But now I'm probably leaning more toward the iced even than I do the hot coffees at this point. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll see if Woodsy can make it back from the Culture Club for our next segment before the Rindle Report at the bottom of the hour. I know Paulie's got an update, had a very surprising coaching move in the NBA we can get to, and more with Ben and Woods after traffic on 97.3. The Fan. First, though, I want to talk about Prize Picks. Tomorrow is the day where the last series of the basketball season begins. And with Prize Picks, you can set lineups for every game of that last series. You're simply picking more or less on stat projections between 2 and 6 players. The more you put in, the more you can win. How much can you win? Well, up to 2,000 times your money if you do it right with Prize Picks. You can also do baseball every single night, cross sports, whatever you're watching. I got the hockey playoffs are still underway as well. It's really easy to play, really easy to set lineups, really easy to get started. All you have to do is download the app, go to their website, prizepicks.com. When you download the app, use the code KWFN. You're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup at Prize Picks. Heard Jesse talking about it last night. Prize Picks partnering up as the official daily fantasy sports app of the San Diego Padres as well. Check it out today. It is Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back, Ben, Woods, and Paul. All together again. Woodsy's already back.
Yeah, buddy.
You didn't get a Vietnamese coffee, though.
No, it was very busy down there in the cafe, trying to make an appearance for the Culture Club to make sure they know that we like to be part of the culture here, and we are, in fact, part of the team, and we're bad at it. I'll admit it. We all have a lot going on outside of here. You have two jobs, and you know it's we get up early and all that, and the timing doesn't always work out, so I want to make sure we put an appearance. Went down. It was very busy. And I won't name names, but a lot of people like to just sit and visit with the girl behind the counter instead of just making their order and just getting to and seeing the 12 people behind them in line and just get your order in.
Wow.
Instead of,
I mean, I kind of understand.
Yeah. Yeah. She's an attractive girl back there. So, you know, chatting her up. I wasn't. I went in and I decided after the 10 minutes I waited to get up, I said, I don't have time for coffee, so I'll just take a muffin.
It was like half the amount of people when I was down there, but I could see the pace of which they were making the drinks. That's when I called in. I was like, it ain't going to be 5 minutes,
guys. It's a slow pace. That's how they do it down there in the coffee shop. So I got a blueberry muffin. You ain't seen nothing till you're down on a muffin, and I'm currently down on this muffin right now.
I would say that as much as I would love to escape the Ronald Report, I really don't need any more coffee.
We have an NBA story to talk about.
And I don't want a muffin.
Very conflicted here.
And I'm really worried that I'll go down there and I'll forget people's names or I won't know them at all in the first place.
You only know like one guy down there.
I'm never going to be the culture glue that Odyssey wants me to be. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. I got too many other things going on in my life. I'm a cog in the wheel.
I love that you just already write that off. You're like, no, that ain't going to be me.
I'm sorry. It's not going to be. It can't be everyone. We can't all be
great at culture
heroes. We just can't.
We're not all Tyler Wades, right?
Like, no one would get any work done if it was all about culture all the time. I'll just keep my head down.
If you had 26 Tyler Wades for a whole MLB season, how
horrible.
Does that go?
You'd be horrible.
You'd be like, ah, stop!
You'd be the worst team in baseball history.
Not because of the skill.
You need one Tyler Wade. Not 26 of them.
Yes.
You know what? I'm not Tyler. I'm just not that guy. Sorry.
I used to be way more Tyler Wade than I am now. Now I'm more of you. That's how you've rubbed off on me. I'm more of you. I'm like, I just want to handle business.
Oh, we're always up against it, too. It's either 9 a.m. or 4 p.m.
Right.
How about a nice 10:15? I will be there at every 10, single...
10:05 would be great.
There's nothing wrong with being the person, and I am that person, comes in... gets their job done.
Correct.
Is friendly, though. Is absolutely
you're not
friendly,
a diva.
Willing to help. Anything that's asked of
extra,
me.
Extra, sure.
But I'm not going to go out. I'm not hanging out. I don't hang. I've never hung out with work people.
You don't hang out with me and Paulie. We have to force you to do
it. I just have never been that person. I don't hang out with work people outside of work.
Chris said you have to be yourself, Ben. Good managers know that. You'd think they would. You'd think that they would.
Congratulations to the Colorado Rockies.
Yes, well done, Dick
Manfart. Snapped a streak of 22 consecutive series losses by taking the first two from the Miami Marlins. Got a 3-2 win last night. So that is now 11-50 for the Colorado Rockies. Picking up some ground. Well, not on the Padres. They also won the last couple of days. Diamondbacks beat the Braves 8-3. Two homers apiece for Ketel Marte and Corbin Carroll. In a win over the Braves, who continue to falter early on in this season. The Brewers had their 8-game winning streak snapped. Did you see how that game ended? TJ Friedl.
The
Reds were up 4-2. Brewers had the tying run at home plate. I think it was Sowers. Hits a deep fly to center field. Looks like he's tied the game.
Yeah.
Friedl goes over the wall, takes it back for the final out.
Brings it back, and then...
Phenomenal catch.
Phenomenal. The game saver. Just incredible.
The Cubs remain hot. Michael Busch, 3-for-4 with a home run and 3-run Nationals, 8-3. Guardians got Jazz Chisholm back from
the Yankees did.
the Yankees playing the Guardians. Got Jazz Chisholm back from the injured list. He homered, as did Anthony Volpe in the seventh inning in a 3-2 win. Talked about Jack Caglione's debut, 0-5, but
smoked some balls.
Kansas City rallied with a 6-run fifth inning to beat the Cardinals. Thank you for the help in the wild card race in the National League, 10-7. Lance McCullers outdueled Paul Skenes. Skenes was good, doesn't get any run support. Bro, Astros 3-0.
Eight innings one pitched, run. Three hits, one run, takes the L.
Takes a loss.
Oh.
And then had the White Sox
I
over the
Paul
Tigers 8-1. Rays beat the Rangers 5-1. Angels over the Red Sox 4-3 and 10. Orioles beat the Mariners 5-1. And the A's, I think, have now lost 19 of 20. They're pretty good with the Padres.
They were, dude. It has gone south so quick. Hey, who's the team with the most prospect capital in baseball?
Orioles.
Who else? Like the most. Who's the number one farm? What's the number one farm?
Dodgers
system?
Usually are ranked pretty highly.
If you're Andrew Friedman, aren't you blowing up? What is it, Ben Charrington now in Pittsburgh? Aren't you blowing him up for the next year? Who do you want? I'll give you six. Let me have him. You're not going to pay him. We'll pay him.
And the Dodgers have no place to put any of their prospects.
Correct.
So might as well.
I mean, if I'm Friedman, I'm like, you want rushing? You want, the Zaire Hope? Who do you want? We need a guy that is durable, that can go out and shove.
Is he? I mean, I saw a comparison someone put. The numbers for Paul Skenes, most identical player that he's been most through this.
Yeah.
However many starts he's made, 25 starts in his career, whatever he's at now. Matt Harvey.
What?
Very similar numbers.
What a start for Matt Harvey, then.
Very similar numbers early in their career.
All right, well, be careful. Buyer beware.
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
God, that was
cool. He had some other issues.
He had a lot of issues.
Yeah.
But, man, he was electric for like, what was it, a year?
Like a flat, like shooting, true shooting star.
I'm not predicting a downfall
of
Paul Skenes, but with any pitcher, as you said earlier. You buyer beware when it comes to pitching.
If it just costs you prospects for 6 years, 5 years, or whatever it's going to be, you got to do it. Got to do it.
All right. We did have a big NBA story that will be part of the Rindle Report coming up next, and a controversy at a track meet as well, correct? Not the one that all the politicians are talking about. The different one that I thought was more interesting. Paulie's going to bring it up in our Rindle Report that is coming up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Woods and I want to tell you about 7 Mile Casino. It's our card room. I really like to cater to everybody. If you are a high-limit player, though, they wanted us to stress this recently. They want to take care of you. If you want to sit down with a big stack of chips at a Texas Hold'em table or California-style blackjack, they know how to take care of their high-limit players. They've got good games spread with quality dealers, quality tables, quality opponents. Going out with your chance, you want to win some money, go play at 7 Mile Casino.
Absolutely, man. And it's a smoke-free environment. The proximity to downtown is great. Just 7 minutes away. You can go spend an hour there. You can spend 6 hours there. It's just so close, and you don't have to drive way out into the East County. Again, 7 minutes from downtown, smoke-free, no slot machines, place for card players.
Rod says the pizza is bomb at 7 Mile Casino. It is. It's Sammy's. Everyone knows, like, Sammy's wood-fired pizza. That's the restaurant inside of 7 Mile. Barbecue chicken pizza is one of their specialties. They got a bunch of them on the menu, but they also, unlike the other Sammy's, have the 24/7 players menu. You can order any time of day or night. Asian favorites like the Kung Pao chicken and the award-winning weekend brunch, best in the South County, Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check it all out at 7 Mile Casino. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Big news is going to impact tonight's game between the Padres and the Giants breaking. Get to that in just a moment. First, this hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Frozen Rope San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Then Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player starting June 16th. That's next week through August 17th. Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Go to San Diego Frozen Ropes.com. That's SanFrozenRopes.com. Yeah, the Giants have been an even bigger, in many ways, offensive torture chamber than the San Diego Padres. Just look at the last 2 games. Think the Padres couldn't score? Giants scored 0 and 2. One swing of the bat has provided their entire offense, and they came in already struggling big time. And in response, Alex Pavlovic from NBC Sports in the Bay Area reporting, Giants making a big roster shakeup this morning. Lamont Wade Jr. and Sam Huff both DFA'd. Christian Koss optioned. Dominic Smith signed, will be on the active roster tonight. Outfielder Daniel Johnson and catcher Andrew Kinzer were called up from AAA. So a lot of these guys we haven't actually even seen in the series. Lamont Wade Jr. got hit by the pitch in the first game and then didn't play last night. He's gone now completely. He's been on the team for several years in San Francisco.
He's had some good runs for them. Like he's very streaky. He'll get really, really hot and get everybody to, you know, kind of believe in him. And then he'll go ice cold. But, you know, look, selfishly, very glad. Well, I should watch what I say. But I really pictured Dom Smith was going to be one of our acquisitions. And we literally just talked about it.
About
half an hour ago in the break. Like, hey, man, at the end of the day, we're probably going to end up with Dom Smith because he's been rumored to be here for like 3 years in a row. And they got him. So good for them.
Bless you.
Doubt that it was a bidding war necessarily.
Bless you.
Correct.
Bless you. Yeah, I would think that they just simply decided Dominic Smith was not their answer. So maybe he's the Giants' answer. Maybe he's not, but certainly sounds like a team in a bit of turmoil that the Padres are now facing and going for a third straight win over this evening.
Got to have it, man. Would love, 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 love it. Now it's a two-game series. Now you win one of two and you win the series, and that would be way beyond my expectations.
You were hoping for a split. You've already gotten that.
Got the split.
On Monday morning, you said, we're happy with a split, and you said definitely.
Yeah, going up against Webb and Robbie Ray. And, you know, you're like, okay, yeah, I'd love to take a split on the road in San Francisco, division opponent, a division rival. Yes.
Keeps you ahead of them in the standings.
100%.
But now that you've won the first two, you don't want to.
Now
split.
You want to get greedy. Now you want a series.
Now you want the series win.
You want a series.
All right. We will have more Padres talk, of course, throughout the day up till the EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt at 5:45. Still, and another first pitch at 6:45.
Another game at midnight tonight.
Yep.
That 5 minutes is, tell me I'm wrong.
I tuned in at 6:40 last night. I'm going, why am I sitting here waiting?
Why am I rotting?
Waiting and waiting for this first pitch at 6:45?
They felt like 8 o'clock. It felt like 8 o'clock, man.
And then they both went extra innings.
Yes. Yes. It's a torture chamber. It's all right.
All right. Paulie's got his Roundel Report headlines for us to wrap up the show right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindel Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindel Report with Paul Rindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Whoa, this is nuts.
Yeah,
did you see this?
I heard a little bit of what you just said.
Red Sox, they're playing today. Red Sox and Angels again. Red Sox first base coach Jose Flores getting into it with multiple Angels players and coaches pregame.
I saw we have MLB Network on, and they do the live check-ins of like BP or something, empty ballparks, and they showed a bunch of commotion, but I couldn't tell what was going on.
So it was Tyler Anderson, who I believe is pitching today for the Angels, was getting... They are 6 inches away from each other, screaming at each other. Tyler Anderson and Jose Flores.
Was there drama last night that I was not aware of?
I think, was there something? I don't know, dude. But holy cow! Like, what's happening in Boston? Boston is they're like circling the drain.
Now, the more turmoil, the more likely it is that they'd be willing
blow
to trade Jaron Duran.
Blow it up.
Mm. All right, Paulie.
All right, let's get started here. Pretty big news in the world of sports yesterday. Out of the NBA, the Knicks fired their head coach, Tom Thibodeau, after 5 seasons. Knicks are on everybody's radar. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals, pushed it to Game 6. They were not able to get the job done against the Pacers. And with the finals starting tomorrow night, the Knicks have decided to make a change. And I don't know, from the reaction that I saw from people around the country, it seemed fairly split. A lot of people going, it wasn't his fault. He's not the problem. Other people going, it was time for a change. I was surprised when I saw the news just because, I mean, dude, you make it to the Final Four, essentially, right? You make it to the conference finals and get fired. I guess, hey, man, you didn't get the job done. You got to go. And I was like thinking about it in like baseball terms. I always kind of bring it back to baseball or the Padres if I can. I'm like, look, we know what happened in 2023. Bob Melvin gets fired or leaves, whatever. Coaching change is made. That made sense. It wouldn't have made sense if like the Phillies eliminated the Padres in the NLCS in 2022 and then they fired Bob Melvin. You'd be like, damn, we were so close.
Yeah, correct.
Like, we got to run it back. Let's go.
We're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, they clearly took a step forward, not backwards.
Yeah.
That's what you're hoping for from a coach.
This was the best run the Knicks have had in like 30 years almost.
The one argument that I saw that I felt like makes some sense is someone pointed out, kind of like Mark Jackson had the Warriors kind of going on the right track, and they let him go, and they decided Steve Kerr was the right guy. Boom. dynasty.
So how do you?
I don't know. I mean,
but the Knicks haven't been there in.
Neither
how
had
long?
The Warriors. Warriors had not gotten there yet. They were on the right track though, and they decided, no, we still want to make a change.
Deepest playoff run in 25 years.
Yeah.
Thanks for your help.
I mean, you know,
the door.
See you later.
He was a defensive minded guy. The game one collapse was inexcusable. I mean, that's inexcusable against the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. I wouldn't have done it. I would have been like,
is that his fault,
this
though?
Is the best thing that we've had going in a while. Let's roll with it one more season. Yeah, they're taking a chance.
And again,
I'll credit them for taking a chance. Now, who are they going to hire? I don't know.
Again, you never know. You never know. In the NBA, man, there's a lot. You never know if the players are like, no, he's not it. He's not it.
I mean, if the Padres get to the NLCS this year but lose to the Dodgers, you firing Mike Schilt? Didn't get the job done? Didn't get to the World Series?
I
wouldn't.
No. Adam Paul says the fact that Knicks extended him 3 years and $30 million last summer. Wow. So they're going to pay him $30 million to not coach the Knicks. I will take that deal.
My guess is we'll see who they end up hiring to be the head coach, but if they go out and get like a Mike Malone, who won a championship 2 years ago with the Nuggets, and then he was fired.
Yep, he got
like
canned.
Maybe they just think that's the right guy. It's not even necessarily
that
something
Tibbs
against
was wrong.
Tibbs.
Yeah.
It's just like that's the guy for this team.
Budenholzer had a championship. He got fired after one season with the Suns. I don't know. There's not any instant name. A lot of people are talking Jay Wright, and apparently he doesn't want to come out of TV to do it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Are you interested?
I mean, if they asked, sure. I would probably consider it strongly. Yeah.
All right.
You'd do great in New York, by the way.
I would.
Yeah, you'd be good.
The players, I could ride the subway.
You and the players. Yeah, you could ride the subway every day. You'd be so happy. I can see you relating to Jalen Brunson, although they love you.
Yeah.
They love you. Do you think that the inmates would run the asylum with Ben in charge?
Yeah.
Guys, fellas.
Players coach is what
fellas.
I am.
Hello.
You want to practice?
Hello.
No, fine.
All
no
right.
Worries. It's fine. Fine.
You would be the softest, most pushover coach ever. Ever. They would run you and they would just haze you. Oh, I would like to see it. I would like to see this.
So next up, we don't talk a lot of high school sports on this show, but I saw this story from a couple of days ago. A 16-year-old girl won a state championship in track. And she's from North Salinas High School, one state in the 400 meter event on Saturday. She has now had her championship taken away. She's been stripped of her title because of her celebration after the race.
Okay.
I'm going to put it up on the YouTube stream if you're watching. You get a little bit of a visual. So she finishes the race and goes into like the infield area of the track. And she's handed a fire extinguisher, and she, for about, I don't know, 2 seconds, sprays her cleats, her track shoes.
That's
she's
incredible.
So fast, her feet are flaming.
That is so good.
You can see in the video, she's immediately approached by some CIF officials, and they take her away and basically tell her, you just lost your state championship because of that move. Now, the YouTube stream is currently showing this was done in the Olympics by somebody that won. She's paying an homage to this moment in the Olympics. Now, this guy, he went way further she did. It was like 2 seconds and she was done.
He took his own shoes off. He put them on the track. Somebody else came out.
Dancing around. It was a whole production.
Oh, and the guy, he's empty in the tank.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't have to give up his gold medal. This girl, she did a news interview. She was in tears. She goes, I'll never get that moment back. Even if I get my title back, I'll never fully have that moment back. And, dude, I was surprised that the internet was very split on this.
That's weird. So the chat is, too. Somebody said, Adam says, CIF and sportsmanship. So I've always looked at sportsmanship as not taunting your opponent. I don't like that at all. We had T-ballers this year walking by saying, you lost, you lost, you lost, you lost. It was on my team. I found out about it after one of the coaches told me. I chewed them out, the likes of which you've never ever... I chewed them out. That's not cool. To say, I won this and I'm going to put out my own... She didn't go douse all the other people. I thought this was really...
It wasn't directed at anybody else.
Exactly.
She wasn't in anybody's
face. It was
like
a backflip, dude.
Yeah.
It was like a game-winning home run to win state, and you flipped your bat or celebrated too much, and you get banked for that. I'm like, dude, that's a slap on the wrist at most. Don't strip the girl of her title.
You have no idea how mad I was at my kids. Actually, it wasn't my T-ballers. It was the rookies team. And a couple of my kids would go, you lost, you lost, you lost. And I heard about it after, and I go, I was like, take a knee.
That's it.
You know, that's it. You know, there's a way to win. There's a way not to win. The celebration stuff, it does go a little bit. I mean, watch college baseball. It gets a little bit nuts. But, man, that is...
I think, dude, she's 16. That's, like, come on.
I just don't think it...
I don't think the crime
I don't know
fits.
That there's a lesson to be learned here,
what's
though?
The lesson?
Don't do a cool, fun celebration when you win.
I think that is a cool celebration.
You worked hard and you accomplished something.
I don't think the punishment fits the crime.
I don't either.
Taunting sucks. And if somebody taunts you, that's a bummer. I mean, that's such a bummer. And you hate it and it pisses you off.
There's like petitions online. People are signing to give her the championship back.
She absolutely should have it. Absolutely.
I agree. I mean, dude, you've seen so much worse in sports. I understand the sportsmanship thing, but... she didn't flip somebody off as she was finishing the, you know, crossing the finish line or anything like that.
That's tough, man.
I thought it was brutal.
I self-celebration. It was very tame. It was very short. It was very quick.
Is there an element of someone had to plan it out in advance, and that's kind
the
of insulting
that
you were kind of planning? You have to plan anything in advance.
Sure.
I mean, who was it? Joe Horn hiding the cell phone in the...
Funny. I loved it. I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah. Terrell Owens pulling a Sharpie out of his sock.
Funny.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Didn't hurt the other team.
Oh,
like
the NFL did implement specific rules
that
you couldn't use props anymore.
It was stupid then. It's
but
stupid now.
You know, they've lightened the rules on like orchestrated celebrations now and letting the guys have some fun,
for sure.
And, which I think is a good thing for the NFL.
I feel terrible for her. She's a kid. You know?
Right. Paulie, good job today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will be back tomorrow and getting you ready, hopefully, for a sweep of the Giants. Got to take care of business tonight first, though. We will talk to you at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Matt Scraby is coming up next. Scrabinators for Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.